From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Syria's foreign minister says his country is ready to participate in peace talks.
Syria ready to participate in the Syrian dialogue in Geneva without any foreign interference. And our delegation will be ready as soon as we receive a list of the opposition delegation.
He did not explain what he meant by foreign interference. Syrian activist groups say raids by government warplanes on a rebel-held suburb of the capital, Damascus, have killed at least 20 people. Dozens of other people were wounded, according to activists on the ground. Iraqi forces are still battling Islamic State militants holed up in the center of Ramadi. In the third day of a major Iraqi offensive, fighting raged around a government complex. Iraqi military officials say IS terrorists are trying to slow the Iraqi advance by using suicide bombers, booby traps, and snipers, plus civilians as human shields. More than 100 Islamic State militants are believed to remain in the city center. Elections in the Central African Republic have been postponed for 3 days after officials said they needed more time to organize the vote. Elections for president and parliament were originally scheduled for Sunday, but sources in the country's National Election Authority said they will take place Wednesday, December 30th. 10 Chinese cities are on red alert for air pollution Thursday. China continues to suffer through a wave of poor air quality that prompted the government earlier this week to order factories to reduce production and the closure of schools and a reduction in road traffic. This is VOA News.